Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Hello and welcome to our service of worship on this first Sunday of Advent. This Sunday marks the first day of a new calendar year in our liturgical church season. I am privileged to be your celebrant and your homilist for today. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we say this gathering prayer.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for the first Sunday in Advent. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now this is our first Sunday in Advent, and so a little introduction. Advent means coming. And in this season, we prepare for the coming of Christ. The Advent wreath is a symbol of the many gifts that Jesus brings into our lives and is a visible reminder of the many promises that God gives to us. The wreath is in the shape of a circle, which has no beginning and no end, and it's a symbol of eternity and never-ending love. It's evergreen to remind us that God's promise in our lives never dies. It never fades away. God's love and caring are forever. The light from the candles, which grows stronger each Sunday in Advent, reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. And as the color shines even brighter, even as our world grows darker and colder over the next few weeks, we're assured that the presence of God is in the midst of all darkness. And the coming of that special babe is a visible sign of hope, of love, of joy, and a sign of the promise that God will be with us always. So today, we light this candle of hope as an affirmation that God is here in our midst and is making all things new. We call on this divine light to burn brightly in all areas of the world that only know darkness and despair. And we call on this light to bring hope to our world, to erase all manner of hardship and doubt, to come into our own lives where it may shine purely and chase away all shadows, making us stronger in faith and lifting us into the warmth and radiance of the light of God. Hope is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at the light of this candle, we celebrate the hope we have in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for the hope you give us. We ask that as we begin this time of waiting in the stillness for Jesus to come to us at Christmas, we would be aware of your presence with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word and do your will by sharing your hope with each other. We ask this in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, beginning at the first verse. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us, and you have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider we are all your people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim. Shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. Creator of the world, you are the potter, we are the clay, and you form us in your image. Shape our spirits by Christ's transforming power, that as one people we may live out your compassion and justice, whole and sound, in the realm of your peace. Amen.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, beginning with the third verse. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all of these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he might find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. On this first Sunday of Advent, as we look to Christmas and the end of this year of great challenge, let's hear again the words of the prophet Isaiah. He says, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to adversaries, the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him." In this year of pandemic, there's been a whole lot of waiting. There's been a huge reset. Everything is on hold. And for almost 9 months now, we've been waiting, not for the birth of a baby, but we've been waiting to leave the house, waiting in lineups, waiting for restrictions to lift. And now we're waiting again for numbers of infections to go down. Our deacon students have been waiting to be ordained. Bishop-elect Jeanette is waiting too. And it's not been easy. It has not been easy. We're all waiting for things to return to a feeling of normalcy once more. This year has presented a great challenge for so many people. Maybe you too have found yourself struggling with this new normal. It's forced us to look at life in a new way. We keep moving through each day, praying and waiting, praying into what can feel like a great big void. No echo, no answer, not yet, anyway. Always Advent, never Christmas. In times of trial, we can get to that place where we're exhausted and exasperated. We're just tired of waiting. We can find ourselves filled with self-pity, feeling resentful. We're wearing the mask. We're using the sanitizer. We're washing our hands. When is this going to end? We get to that point sometimes when we hold out our arms to God and say, "Tear open the clouds, God. Show your power. Show your healing. Tell people to obey these rules and end this thing. Give us a sign that you're there." Now notice what Isaiah says. "From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him." Part of our walk as Christians is to wait on God, waiting on God to move in our lives. "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength," as another psalm declares. But more, God will work for us when we wait, as we wait. I hadn't heard that before. I've read that passage many, many times. That's what jumped out at me. God will work for us when we wait, as we wait. Now, that can be a true challenge, to trust and keep on walking, to give over our fears, to give over our challenges to the one who will tear open the clouds and answer our prayers. We all know people who have been tested by this pandemic. Some have lost their livelihood. Others have lost loved ones. Some have had financial issues. They face losing their homes. Many are separated from their family and finding it difficult on so many levels. So we light the candle each day and we pray for our needs, for the needs of others, and for the world. Pray these words of Isaiah. Tear open the clouds, O Lord. Save us from fear and darkness. Help those who wait on you in their distress. Now Jesus understands. I see Jesus in his day reaching out to the crowds to heal, to comfort, to offer a word of support. I see Jesus walking with his disciples, sharing insights, laughing with his friends. I see Jesus standing in front of a tomb and through his tears, calling for his friend Lazarus to come out, raising him from the dead. I see Jesus praying at Gethsemane, sweat as drops of blood on his forehead, facing a most difficult night. He knew what was to come. He knew what he must do, but he was struggling. No one there was awake to listen or to help. No one was there in his hour of need. And in a moment of extreme grief, he asked for God to tear open the clouds, to rescue him, to spare him, to come up with an alternate solution. Let the cup pass, he says. He prays it. Tear open the clouds. So Jesus knows what it is to struggle and to doubt. We have our own Gethsemane moments when life throws us a curveball or anxiety skyrockets, when doubts cast their shadows. And we pray with all our heart, reaching out to the one who holds our lives in the palm of the divine hand. We too may look around to see that all our loved ones are asleep or unaware of our great turmoil. We may feel alone, but our faith would remind us otherwise. When we look to Jesus, we find him right there with a hand outstretched, inviting us to come closer. That night in the garden, Jesus chose to trust as he rose from prayer. His spirit was at peace because as he was taken away by police and he suffered at the hands of those who sentenced him to death just hours later, he knew that the clouds would part, that heaven would be torn. We know the story. The tomb could not contain him. The clouds were torn open, and Jesus rose from the dead to show us, to tell us, we need not fear anything. We cannot be separated from the love of God, in this world or in the next. But I guess I've jumped to the end of the story. This is the first Sunday of Advent, and a fresh new church year awaits. We begin a season of waiting, of reflection, and of preparation. Today, we are invited to make ready our hearts for the birth of our Messiah, for Emmanuel, God with us. And very soon, we're going to stand with the shepherds as they hear the choir of angels proclaim the birth of the newborn king. Very soon, we will stand at the manger and watch in wonder as we meet the babe sent from heaven. That first Christmas, God broke through the clouds. He gave us Jesus, who shows us by his life, his teachings, his death and resurrection, just how loved and beloved we all are. So here is the truth. Here is the good news. God breaks in through the clouds. God breaks into our lives. God is actively working for good in every situation that we encounter. In the midst of all our challenges, there are still shining blessings, signs of hope, a word from God to strengthen and encourage us. Keep waiting. Keep watching. All is well, for I am with you. You are my child, and I love you. I send my angels to guard and comfort you. I know it looks bad, but do not be afraid. We may be going through challenges in our lives. We may be finding it difficult to weather this time of COVID. We may get weary of waiting for the answers we seek. But through Jesus, we can trust that there is a divine hand reaching out to us. When we wait in trust and faith in the fullness of time, God will break into our lives and we will be transformed. Maybe you're there today, waiting for an answer to prayer, waiting for guidance, waiting for your dreams to come to fruition, waiting for healing, waiting for a life-changing miracle. Let us journey through Advent. Let us hold each other up in prayer. Let us be awake to the presence of God. Let us fill our hearts with the mystery and the wonder of this time of preparing. And know that as we wait and as we trust, we will see the hand of God working in our lives and in the world. Amen.
As we gather together as community, let us remember in our prayers those who are in any need or distress. We remember those who are ill, especially those whom we hold in the quiet of our hearts. We pray for our world, that the light of love would surround all people and that peace would be known. In joyful expectation, let us pray to our Savior and Redeemer, saying, Lord Jesus, come soon. In wisdom, from the mouth of the Most High, you reign over all things to the ends of the earth. Come and teach us how to live.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Lord and head of the house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush, and you gave the law on Sinai. Come with outstretched arm and ransom us.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O branch of Jesse, standing as a sign among the nations, all kings will keep silence before you, and all peoples will summon you to their aid. Come, set us free and delay no more.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O key of David and the scepter of the house of Israel, you open and none can shut. You shut and none can open. Come and free the captives from prison.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O morning star, splendor of the eternal light and the bright sun of righteousness, come and enlighten all who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O king of nations, you alone can fulfill their desires. Cornerstone, you make opposing nations one. Come and save the creature you fashioned from clay.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Emmanuel, hope of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, Lord our God.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
Gracious God, you have heard the prayers of your faithful people. You know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Grant our requests as may be best for us. This we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed.
By what we have done and by what we have left undone,
we have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ,
have mercy on us and forgive us,
that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. My friends, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, in Jesus Christ, we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to proclaim your great salvation. Same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who, on the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling us with the Holy Spirit and confirming our faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we await in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.